Holding by the ninth bracha of Shemini Esrei, Baruch Aleinu, the Seder Yom says the reason why Chazal say why it's specifically positioned over here, because David HaMelech davened with regard to Mafkiyei Sheorim in the ninth capital. It's really the tenth capital by us, but two of the kapitlach before number 10 are really together. It's not clear which two, and therefore it's the ninth capital. The Seder Hayyim says the reason why Derech Hapshat, the reason why it's after Refa'inu is because somebody that's not feeling well, somebody that's sick, he doesn't want to eat. He doesn't, so maybe he doesn't daven for his parnasa. It's only after he's feeling better then he asks the Ribbono Shel Olam for that he should have parnasa. And the purpose of the bracha is that a person should be ponei la'avoda, that he should have in mind that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him parnasa, behetev le'bisser, benachas le'bitzar, that he should be ponei to avoda of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, just a hakdama to Baruch Aleinu, and this will help us understand the tzuras, the matbeah of the bracha, is how could a person daven for his parnasa, l'chayel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kaveh Rosh Hashanah, what a person is, mezaynesa shalabim mitzuvah leim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So how could a person daven for his mezaynes? V'tzolta. So, it's mevur in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's Kotzuv on Rosh Hashanah, exactly how much a person is going to make, how much rain is going to come down will be, it's the mashal for his, all of his panasa, but it doesn't say where the rain is going to come down. So it could be that there's supposed to be a ton of rain, but it's all going to come down in 25 minutes on top, and then Atlantic Ocean, and nobody's going to gain from it. Or Kadosh Baruch can spread it out over the course of the year, exactly how much you need in exactly the right place. And Mamela, we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should spread it out, that should be Libracha. Should be the parnasa, should be the bracha. And the same thing, a person can make a very lot of money, but he can also, all his appliances can break over the course of the year. And he has to spend money fixing his appliances. And a person can have dental work that costs him thousands of dollars. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we know that it's kotzev, but it should be that that which is kotzev for us should be the bracha, and we should be able to enjoy the money. And that, we can understand the bracha starts off, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekinu Hashana Azay. So the Ian Atzvili says, "Le'matzasi le'chover," to explain what this lashon of Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekeinu. It's not a lashon of a pasuk. Baruch Hashem Lekeinu. It's a shana hazeis. What's Baruch Aleinu? So he says the pasuk teaches Aleinu means Bishvileinu. It's for us. Baruch Bishvileinu. It's a shana hazeis. But I saw some of the mafarshim want to say that al pi what we just said, Baruch Aleinu, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the noisin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has all the geshem and all the shefa in place. It's for us, it's Aleinu. That bracha should come Aleinu, and we should enjoy from all that shefa that the Ribbono Shel Olam already has, was already kreitziv at the beginning of the year. We should be able to enjoy that bracha. Baruch Aleinu, that bracha should come onto us, Hashem Lekeinu, Es Hashana Azayis. That you should give each person what he needs. It's interesting that we ask to mivarech the shana. What does it mean that mivarech the shana? Baruch Hashem Lekeinu es oisanu. What's this shana? So I saw got an interesting thing that Rav Friedlander brought down. It says from the grain that shana is gematria shinun hei. 355, because that's how many days there are in a year. When Kislev and Cheshvan and Kislev are both Malay, then it's 355. It's not 354. And also, Shana is a lashon of Shinui. Sign of the world, the year constantly is changing. It's always, it goes from summer to fall, to spring, to winter, to spring. So it's the year is constantly changing, and every day really changes. So Baruch Hashem Lekinu Es HaShana Hazayis means all the Shinuyim. All the shinuyim should be l'teiva. But it's also the pasuk shat, the shana which was nikva at the beginning of the year, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's ktuvalei, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, that shana should be nizbarach l'teiva. That's kominei tzvot l'teiva. It's not just the shana, so the Yina Tfili said that the shana is referring b'chwalusa to all the mikrim of the shana. Everything that happens this year should be l'teiva. And b'frat, es kominei tzvot, kominei tzvot, all the different types and kinds of tvua is lav dafka grain. Anything which comes out of the ground, anything which is all fruit, or also tvua, vegetables, anything which grows from the ground is tvua. es kominis rosa. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us be mevarich the entire shana bechalusa and everything that comes out of the ground befratus leteva, that it should be leteva, which means that it should be lebracha. We should enjoy it, like we said before, and it should be aleinu. It should come that it's leteva. The same bracha al pnei adama, the sabenu mituva. The same bracha or the same talamata lebracha. Same brachas in the summer. We say the same bracha that it should be. That nobody's ayin should be tzara b'chaverta, because the bracha is a lot of bracha, for the person who sees you could have an ayin hara, because they also want to have that bracha. There should be enough bracha to go around, that there should be no ayin should be tzara b'chaverta. That's what Rashi says, that I think by, is that a chumash? Rashi says that by the chalim of Yosef, when there's in the first chalim of Pari. So he says that when there's a lot of shefa, so then no one's ayin is tzara b'chaverto. A person's ayin is tzara b'chaverto only if somebody else has and I don't have. But if everybody has, then everybody's fine. Yefoit ma'arer, as she says, simin hu l'mish l'yimei ha'seva. Shabriyat niris yofet zu l'zu, she'ein ein briyat tzara b'chaverto. There's no, everybody's happy because it's not, you have money and I have money. What else have you? When there's enough shefa, it should be the same bracha. The bracha should be in such an oifen that no one's ayin is tzara b'chaverto. The same talal mata l'bracha. It's also al pi we said before, and the tal umata that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring to us, tal could be lara, even though we, the Gemara asks, why do you have to daven for tal? For a tal never stop. Yeah, but tal could be lara. So we daven that the tal and the mutter should be, Hakadosh Baruch Hu could be like it happened by Chayni Amago, that all the rain comes down, torrential downpour, and it could drown people. We ask for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the rain should be exactly when we need it, how much we need it, and it should be the type of rain which is lebracha. Al pnei ha'adama, that the bracha should be nisbashit on the adama, that everything that comes out of the adama should be nisbarech. And v'sabenu mituva. Here there's a big machlekes. Is it v'sabenu mituvecho or v'sabenu mituva? The Rosh says it's not v'sabenu mituva. It's v'sabenu mituvecho. It's referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, give us from your teva, Ribbono Shel Olam. However, the Gaon says no. It's Abinu Mituva. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. And we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us Tviya from Eretz Yisrael. Now, I thought that Bechira, it's more matim to daven that it should be Abinu Mituvecha. God, I say Abinu Mituva. But it should be more matim is to be Abinu Mituvecha. Because if the choice is from Eretz Yisrael or from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be yachet the bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as opposed to Mituva. However, Be'etzem in Alamicha we say also, V'nechame priyav nizba mituva. It's also referring to Eretz Yisrael. And they point out that even if you say the Sabinu mituva, the Rashi, the Sefi Teves, Al pnei ha'adama Sabinu mituva is Yurke Vavke. So even the mituva of the Aretz is also from the Ribbono Shel Olam Zikr. It comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We gotta say in davening in on Shabbos and Yontif, Sabinu mituvecha. But here it's referring to the food. So the Marshal says it's supposed to be Sabinu mituvecha, because the tzviya doesn't come from the ground. The bracha and the peres comes from the ground, but the oichol kimo mizbarach v'meil that we say, that a person eats a little bit and he has tzviya, that doesn't come from the type of peres, that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that comes from the, so it should be the Sabinu mituvecha. But it says God in Eretz Yisrael that the Bach, the famous Bach about this, that it's kilu, when we're eating the peres of Eretz Yisrael, it's kilu as if we're eating a Kadosh Baruch Hu kilu nimsa inside of the peres, he says, and we're the kedusha inside the peres is what gives the person tzviya. Lulu de Mistafina, could be, I mentioned this in the past. I think that's pashup shot. I don't know if it's pashup shot, but I think it's pashup shot maybe. That's what I try to have in mind when I say when in benching we say rachim. Al tazichin Hashem akinu lo yidem enas nasar adam lo yidem avasim kilu yod ka amleya hapsucha kedei sherechavo. So Amaleya we understand, Hapsucha we understand, Arachava we understand. What does HaKadosh have to do with food? Give me from your Kodesh to your hand food. So Adobe, which is Kodesh, we find by the Lechem Aponim Mukadema that a person was Eichel, even if he got Kipul, or Kipul Alavan, a tiny little bit, it was Mizbarach and he was satisfied. Kedusha has the quality, it has the Echelis to satisfy a person even with a little bit. So we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us from Ziyat Chamalei Apsucha HaKadosh HaVarachot. Uvarich Shenaseinu Kashana Matevet, and be Mavarich like the Shana Matevis, what Shana Matevis? Like we find by Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was Zerea, and he found Umata Me'asharim 100 times what he planted. So we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, like those good years. As a matter of fact, it says, the Medrash says that the Malachim said every one of the brachas of Shemayin Esrei. They said it when it happened at a different murder. But Refe'enu, when the Malach was Refe Avram, he said, Refe Chalem Yisrael. When Yitzchak was Zerea, and he got Me'asharim, the Malachim said, Baruch Hashanim, Baruch Hashanim. So we're asking you, Baruch Shanatinu Kashanu Matevei. It's like those Shanu Matevei, we're asking that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashanim, Baruch Hashanim, Baruch Hashanim. Like we said, also, Shanim is the Shinuyim, even though it says, Tchilas, Shinui Veset, Tchilas Choyli Me'ayim. When a person switches their Veset, Veset, Lav Dafka means a Veset of Anisha, anything which is Kavua. It means a person does something. A lot of people have issues with their stomach after Shabbos because the food that they eat on Shabbos is different than the food that they eat during the week. And Mamela, it says, it changes, it sets off their whole their whole balance, HP balance, everything. And Mamela, any shinoi can cause a person to have some sort of go off, set him off. Mamela, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu with Mevarech Hashanim, Hashanim also with Lashem Shinuyim, that all the Shinuyim throughout the year should also be in the environment.